back home to a heartbreaking story. The father of a six-year-old boy who was killed after being struck by a van breaking a red light at a pedestrian crossing has told the driver the family forgives him. Let's get the details now from Orla O'Donnell, our courts correspondent. And the driver was 37-year-old James O'Brien from Cabinteely in Dublin. Orla, what were the circumstances here?
Yes, the court heard that six-year-old Cian Maron, along with his two sisters aged 8 and 11 and their aunt, were returning home to their granny's house on July the 28th, 2017, after having a day out at the cinema at McDonald's. Now, Cian pressed the pedestrian crossing button crossing Shangana Road in Shankill, and when the green man appeared, he stepped out onto the road and he was struck immediately by the van being driven by James O'Brien. And now, O'Brien stopped his vehicle further up the road. He came back to the scene and he later apologised for the accident, saying he didn't see the red light. And the court also heard that drink, drugs and mobile phone use were ruled out as contributory factors in the accident, and the weather was dry and bright.
And talk to us about the victim impact statement that Cian's dad Liam read out.
Yes, this was, as you say, a heartbreaking victim impact statement. He first of all told the court that despite what he described as the unbearable pain, hurt, suffering and the life sentence of loss they were living, the one emotion they did not have was bitterness. And he said that they wanted James O'Brien to know that their son, Cian, forgave him and that the rest of the family also forgave him. Now, he also described seeing his son at the scene in a neck brace. He was unconscious, but he was still breathing. And later on, a short time later in hospital, the family was told that nothing could be done for him. So he was kept on life support and relatives were brought into hospital to say goodbye to him. And the court heard that the little boy's organs were donated and that he saved the lives of four other people. The court also heard heartbreaking details, including the fact that the family opened Cian's Christmas presents at his graveside last year, that Mr. Maron and his wife visit the grave every night to read him a bedside story. And Mr. Maron said that Cian had lost his life, his future, his hopes and his dreams.
Even hearing that is very distressing, and I can imagine many people feeling very moved about that. What did the court hear about James O'Brien?
Yes, James O'Brien had 32 previous convictions at district court level, including drink driving and a three-year driving ban from 2012. Now, the court heard he had remained at the scene. He had been in a great state of distress. He'd asked to be remanded in custody before being sentenced, and his defence counsel, Orla Crowe, said she had been asked to offer his deepest condolences to the family on their unbearable loss. She said that O'Brien couldn't sleep at night thinking about the death. His wider family was devastated by what had happened, and she also told the court that a psychological assessment had put him in the extremely low range of intellectual functioning.
And in sentencing, what did Judge Greeley say?
Well, Judge Melanie Greeley said that Cian had been struck within moments of stepping off the footpath, and she noted that he'd carried out to the letter all he had been taught to do before crossing the road. The lights were red for 3 seconds before the accident, and they were amber for 3 seconds before that. It was a straight stretch of road. O'Brien was familiar with the road and the driving conditions were good. She also said he was driving at 10 kilometres above the speed limit, and this was, she said, an aggravating factor. Now, she accepted that he was racked with remorse, but she said he hadn't heeded a pedestrian light, during which pedestrians have an expectation of being safe, and she sentenced him to 4 years in prison. She also expressed her deepest sympathy to Cian's family. She said they had demonstrated an extraordinary and admirable generosity of spirit in expressing forgiveness towards O'Brien. And when Mr. Maron finished his statement last week, she said to him, "I don't know how you've done what you've done, but thank you very much."
Orla O'Donnell, thank you very much indeed. Our courts correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, there.